Maybe in writing you would be correct to say you design all that, but I don't see if people don't talk that way, why if a person should, you know, try to be correct and be a...
Okay, what about dialects, in terms of regional speech, is there a considerable variety of regional differences in Knoxville that you're...
Not in the city, you mean city different,
yeah.
Parts of the city different,
yeah.
Talk? Well, except for... racial differences.
Yeah.
You can, there's always a difference there, but there's not any difference at all.
What is the difference, the racial difference? How do you tell?
I don't really know. You can, yeah. I mean, it's in most people, maybe 90% of people, you can tell what race they are by listening to them talk.
All right. What about about friends of yours at the university who are from other parts of the South or other parts of Tennessee? Are there any people who are sources of amusement because their speech is so different and
yeah, but you get used to it.
Yeah, but I mean, is it...
You like from Mississippi.
Yeah. Okay, Mississippi, but how about other people from Tennessee?
Other people from Tennessee? Yeah, people from Tri-Cities area, for example, they tend to not have as much an accent as we do in Knoxville, it seems to me.
Uh-huh.
And people from West Tennessee in the middle of nowhere tend to have a great deal of accent.
Uh-huh. I see. That's exactly what I mean. But you think the people from the people...
Nobody, there's no, nothing, no...
in the strongest, what do you say?
There's nothing, no label put on them. Or
no.
You know, there's nothing.
Right.
It's just, you just hear it.
Do you use the term, is the term redneck used?
Yeah.
Okay.
They live in Hall.
I know
that. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a community, huh?
Yeah.
Redneck, but.
Redneck is, generally has either short hair or long, greasy hair.
Uh-huh.
With, and most of your Hall's rednecks will have their white socks and
uh-huh.
penny loafers on. And, a denim jacket with up to here sort of cut off with their cigarettes rolled up in there, you know,
okay,
just like the 1960s
okay.
or 50s.
Right. Okay, now, do you ever call them Reds?
Yeah. Reds.
Reds. You call them Reds as well as,
right.
as Redneck. Okay.
Is you Red?
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Well, they use that all the time over here at, you know, White socks.
Oh, I mean, not that.
I know what you mean. Yeah. You dress up as a black suit.
Yeah.
Black shoes with white socks. Yeah, I know what you mean. But my daughter always tells me you look red. And I don't usually wear my dark suit. Now, finally, was there anything about life in Knoxville that you expected that we might have asked you about and we didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that was very interesting what you said about the Hall. Do you distinguish them in their speech too? Do they talk different?
They act differently.
Okay, it's more action than speech. And in dialect, you said that
they have a newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's just hilarious. And oh, if you run into Cass Walker and being
Oh, sure. Is he from Hall?
No, he
might. Cass Walker's from Sevierville.
Yeah, no, Cass Walker. Oh. He's got a newspaper, the Watchdog, and it's, you know, completely biased.
Yeah.
Biased redneck version, country version. And on the front it says, the Watchdog is the naked, unvarnished truth that can be backed up in court and stuff
yeah.
like this, you know.
But Cass Walker would be a kind of a redneck.
Yeah, I put him there. He's an entrepreneur millionaire,
yeah.
but still,
yeah.
he's
yeah.
coon dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, coon hunting on his commercials for his grocery stores. He comes on and says, this is our old coon hunter.
I have a cup at home within the dishwasher. I use it every day. It's a blue cup that looks like it's made of glass, you know, but it's kind of it looks like the old kind of tin, the little